2014 has been another deadly year for people who cover the news. The Committee to Protect Journalists has issued a report saying at least 60 reporters, photographers, and other members of the media were killed this year while on the job. Nearly half of those were targeted for murder. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
The Committee to Protect Journalists compiles details of journalist deaths worldwide, whether it's a reporter or a photographer killed as a direct reprisal for their work, caught in combat-related crossfire, or carrying out a dangerous assignment. Joel Simon, the executive director of the CPJ, says this year's numbers are down slightly from 70 the previous year. But he says the last few years have been the deadliest since the organization began keeping records in 1992.
This has been the most dangerous 3 years that we've ever documented. And there are a number of cases outstanding that we continue to investigate.
Syria continues to be the most dangerous place for journalists for the third year in a row. At least 17 members of the media were killed there this year, including American freelance journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, who were beheaded by militants from the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The report says overall, the Middle East is the deadliest region for journalists. For the first time in several years, members of the media were also killed in Ukraine, Turkey, Myanmar, and Paraguay. Three journalists were killed by villagers while covering the Ebola outbreak in Guinea. The report says violence against journalists in Egypt, Pakistan, and the Philippines is endemic. The CPJ Simon says the overwhelming majority of journalists at risk are local people.
The reality is that it is local journalists working in their own countries who are most at risk, and it is also local journalists working in their own countries who are often responsible for bringing the news to a global audience.
And the report says an unusually high proportion of those killed, roughly 25%, were foreign correspondents, about double the amount the CPJ has recorded in the past. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.